CD 1 track 10.
Hello, let me introduce Dylan Watson, a man who has spent the last 3 years researching so-called teenage household behaviour. Welcome, Dylan.
Hello, everyone.
Why this area of research? Everybody knows that teenagers detest doing housework, so what is there to discover?
How little teenagers can be counted on and how much of a disservice they're doing to themselves. Once I was working on an article when I stumbled upon some Australian statistics regarding how much time modern teenagers dedicate to helping around the house and what they were actually able to do in comparison with the previous, more concerned generations. I was thrown by the findings, which clearly showed that an average 19-year-old who is about to turn into an adult knows next to nothing about how to carry out basic household duties.
Why is that such a problem? Teenagers are busy with their schoolwork. This seems to be their household duty in this day and age.
What you said reflects the parents' attitude too, and that's a huge problem.
Why exactly?
To start with, there's a generation after generation of young people who are unable to do such elementary tasks as loading a dishwasher. A bit worrying, isn't it? Secondly, parents are left alone to look after the house. But the most damaging is that the less parents require of teenagers, the less independent the children become. So, when they move in with their own partner, they won't be prepared to do things around the house. This may lead to tensions and even a divorce, some therapists say.
Lack of some basic life skills, isn't it?
Lack of self-sufficiency or over-reliance on others, more like it. We call it the epidemic of domestic helplessness. And it's down to parents who are to blame here, to stop this. All it takes is to get their teenager used to, for example, cooking a meal once a week. This will only make life easier for grown-up children when they leave the nest.
How true. I'm 28 and I can't cook well or iron my clothes properly. So what can be done?
I've heard of a family who are eager to make the switch from urban to rural life. The parents took lessons from local farmers, which their son refused to turn up for. Soon the son had no choice but to watch his parents grow vegetables and breed animals. When encouraged by his dad to help out, the boy would object. So the father adopted a policy that if the boy needed his parents' help with anything, he had to do some chores around the farm. Like it or not, the boy learnt more than he probably wanted. And, surprise, surprise, he's a successful organic farmer himself, earning a fortune.
Wow, what a story.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Dylan.
You're welcome.